Is that the promise you are going to have faith in? If you have faith in that, I suppose you will see that fulfilled. But that's like, you believe in the negative side of things. You know, you believe in you're supposed to believe the promises of God that say, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, I believe that. I believe that if Jesus can and will make me free from sin. Because you're saying, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. That means, to be free, you can't commit sin. You can't commit sin. Or if you commit sin, you are not free. It's cut and dry. That's it. If you commit sin, look at the first epistle of John, chapter 2, very clear. It says, he that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous, just like Christ. If you do righteousness, you are righteous like Christ is righteous. Whoever commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Very simple. Okay? Now you believe the positive side of that. The positive side of that is things like 2 Peter chapter 1. You know, that God has given us all things in this life that pertain unto godliness. I'm trying to speak it as I go there. His divine power. This is 2 Peter chapter 3, chapter 1 verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us by this divine power that is given to us exceeding great and precious promises. What are these promises? That by these things, glory, virtue, that by these you may be partakers of the divine nature, by these promises. Now, what do promises get? Well, because you believe them, and it's counted to you for righteousness. And then you obtain, because Abraham, all right, he believes God, right? It was counted to him for righteousness. But then Sarah actually got pregnant. That's significant. You know, if Sarah hadn't actually gotten pregnant, what would the promise of God be worth? I'll tell you, nothing. So these promises must be fulfilled. If they are not fulfilled, they aren't worth the paper they're printed on. You know? And what do you even believe for? Faith in salvation 50 years down the road. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. Look, by these you may be partakers. By these promises you will become a partaker of the divine nature. That was the nature that Christ possessed. The nature to not sin. To not lust after evil things. I want to partake of that. Give me that. I believe it. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Talk about calling things that are not as though they already are. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I mean, I feel like I'm surrounded with corruption. I feel like the corruption of the world is all around me. It's everywhere. You look, you can't walk out in the world without seeing the corruption. But this is the promise of God. Having escaped the corruption. By believing these promises, you will escape. That is the promise. Escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, meaning you gotta be diligent about this. You can't do works to please God or to obtain salvation, but once you're there, you've gotta be diligent in finishing the thing. I mean, not that it's your work, but what is it? You are believing God. Let's say you believe. I believe. Okay. I believe, Paul, I'm gonna tell you, the gospel says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, okay, I'll do that. Okay, Paul, I got to tell you, the gospel says we have to live holy and pure. We got to be righteous. We need to add virtue and knowledge, et cetera, et cetera. And we have to, all these things need to be added. I said, okay, I believe it. I'm going to go. And so what is, you are diligent in following. And see, that's what Peter here is going to get in 2 Peter chapter 1. You know, you are going to partake of the divine nature beside giving all diligence, add to your faith. Some people say, faith plus anything, it's bad. No, no, no. Add to your faith. Faith. Now we're going to add something. Virtue. And to virtue, To faith and to virtue we add knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and from patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, love. And if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. The sins that are past. Chapter 3. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Hey, you don't want to accept it? You aren't a Christian, okay? You aren't the seed of Abraham. Because you know what? The seed of Abraham looks at that and they say, I believe it. I'm going to add to my faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. I'm going to memorize that someday. I'm going to make a song out of that someday because I swear it should be on the lips of every Christian. I'm going to add. Faith plus nothing equals nothing. I mean, faith plus nothing is salvation. I mean, you know, in a sense, you know why? Because it all comes from faith. See, it's all of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible. Because it all comes from faith. Because you know what? You can't obtain it. I can't do it. I can't do any of this stuff. I can't become godly. Whatever the heck that is. I don't even know what that is. I wouldn't even know how to change myself. I mean, what if I put on different clothes? And that's when the Old Testament, that God gave him something. Here, put these clothes on. Eat these foods. Don't associate with these people. Don't marry those people. You know, make it carnal so a man could actually attempt to fulfill it because it was a lesson. But always, God is always the same, as he never pleased with anything except faith. That's why David broke laws, but I mean, God still counted him just because of grace and faith. Because David had faith, Saul did not. Believe the promises of God. I mean, think about it. Since he kind of knew, well, maybe I'll teach about the Old Testament someday. I'm going to do some books in the Old Testament for certain, especially the prophets. Okay. So shall thy seed be? I think I covered that all in that little diatribe. Staggering not at the promise of God. Did that promise I read in Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, does that make you stagger? That's impossible. Virtue.